It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Yay. And then it doesn't get posted till, like, you get back.
Do what? What if you die and it doesn't get posted?
You never know. Seize the day. YOLO.
All right. Seize the day. Well, you heard that. If she dies and this doesn't get posted, you'll know why. Hey, it's
you have got to get
Wrinkled Sheets.
You have got to start telling me when you hit the record button.
Why is that?
Because there's some things people don't want to hear.
What, like
my pessimistic attitude? Oh.
I want them to hear what I have to live with.
Oh, bologna and cheese. You flipped this switch today.
Why? Because I was making fun of you, having a relaxing Sunday afternoon with a few mimosas.
When did I have...
Mimosa.
I knew you were going
to
sing that song.
Mimosa.
I had my first one around 11.
Uh-huh.
I had my second one around 2.
Uh-huh.
And then I just poured my third one, and it's what, 5?
Yeah. So I'm just teasing you a little bit.
You don't drink, so I have a bottle of champagne that needs to be drank.
And boy, did you jump on it today.
There was no jumping on anything.
But you know what? You made a great breakfast before you got drunk. You. That's all I want to say.
I am not drunk. Okay. I just want to say that the whole reason this got brought up is because I was pointing fingers at you and your behavior, and you had to find something to point back at me. And that's all you could find.
That's it. That's all. I found to tease you about was your drinking.
I got up in a great mood.
Aren't you still in a good mood? I started being productive. You're not in a good mood?
I'm not done talking.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
So, and then I was like, I'm going to make you breakfast. I had thought about, you know, seeing if you wanted to go to Jelly, but I thought, you know, he's probably got a lot of stuff
Jelly's,
to do.
Jelly's, that wonderful breakfast place in Denver, Colorado. We love you so much, Jelly's. If you're listening, please, please give us coupons.
I think you can only take me in doses. Like, I'm trying to explain something to you, and you, like, have to interrupt me with a Jelly's commercial.
Well, I thought that was the perfect time to inject, but now continue your story, ma'am.
So I decided to make you breakfast, because you've been complaining for a while about how I haven't made these macadamia pancakes that you bought the mix for 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, let's stop at this point, because this would be a perfect place to say, you decided to make these macadamia pancakes.
But you can't have pancakes without eggs.
Right. But no, we had to go get eggs. But this point was when you discovered, oh, these pancakes are outdated by 2 years. Wait a minute. You have another one of these macadamias up here. Let me say, oh, it's outdated
for a year.
No, wait, there's regular pancake, because you're like, oh, I've got my mindset on pancakes.
I need pancakes.
Now I made them up. There's regular pancake mix. Let me get this. Oh, it's pancake mix. We kind of cleaned out the cabinet without thinking about it.
Embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I don't think we're the only people that do that, though.
But it's sad, because, like, I grew up not having a lot.
Uh-huh.
Things didn't go bad much.
Because it got eaten.
Right. And now I find myself, like, this morning I was very good. Like, I bought you this salad mix that you love, and you didn't touch it. You're home for a whole week. I'm like, I'm going to get him his favorite foods.
I love that 50-50 mix.
So he can eat it. You didn't even open it, the 50-50 mix, which is 50% spinach and 50%... Spring
mix.
Yeah.
But I love that. But you had bought that whole bag of kale.
That was supposed to be for your mixes, and this was supposed to be for your salads.
And I ended up doing both. I made the kale salad when we had dinner, and I made it for my shakes. And then I thought you said, make sure you... Ooh, boom. I thought you said, make sure you eat the frozen stuff, because
logically,
it's open.
Logically, I don't understand why you
And
think
I don't
I
know why
that.
Either. But I left a whole thing of fresh strawberries that you bought.
And blueberries.
And blueberries. And so we had those for breakfast. And that, let's just say, because we don't want to bore people.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, you're not? Okay, go ahead.
I'm proud of myself, because I turned your 50-50 into my lunches for the rest of the week. Bam, that's it.
And you did, and it's beautiful. What'd you make? It was.
I don't even know. I cooked it down, which big old thing of 50-50 salad
cooks
down to like a half a cup.
Yeah. But you had meat and everything else in there.
Yeah,
right?
I added salmon, and I added vegetables, and I added balsamic vinegar, so I have what I will be having for lunch all week.
Well, see, you didn't waste food.
Yes.
But I think we're not the only people, where I was going to go with this.
That's so sad.
That every once in a while, you need to go through your cabinets, because somewhere in there, you're going to go, this is from 2006.
We had a food drive at work within the last year, and that forced me to go through our cabinets. Remember that night?
Yeah.
Our Lazy Susan and our pantry?
Right.
And half of the cans we had to throw out.
There was like a wall of canned goods. Well, there was a period where I was going to Big Lots, and thank God Big Lots near us closed. Or maybe it's not, because I don't get to go there anymore.
Wow.
But what I was going to say, because I would go there, mm-hmm. and I'd see something like a canned good, like, oh, I should try that, because it's only 50 cents or 80 cents.
Right.
So, and I'd buy it, and then we'd never get around to making something with that canned good.
And
goods.
Most of that was before I came along.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, stop it.
Stop buying canned goods.
Like you would tell me I'm at Big Lots, and I would be like, don't buy any canned goods.
We've talked about this before. Like, we should just stop shopping.
Which we've done.
And eat everything. But I mean, eat everything that's in the house. Just one night, what's for dinner? Kidney beans. That's it. Because that's all that's left.
I like beans. I don't think we have beans in the pantry because I eat them.
I had a can of navy beans. Are they gone?
Probably.
The white beans? Because I really wanted to.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. There's not a lot that I won't eat. As
anyway,
long as
that's
it's not
what
spicy.
This all got started about yeah. with the whole. She was cooking. She was having a good day. Made breakfast. Had a mimosa because it was a lazy kind of day.
And decided to stay in because you probably needed to get ready because you're going off to Venice again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I kept
this will
noticing,
be posted, like we said, after
right.
I leave.
I kept. I'm not supposed to tell people that you're out of town. Mom and Elle told me I should stop. Telling people that you go out of town.
Yeah, she told me that too because people do not need to know you're out of town.
Someone could
That's
knock
like
me
just,
over the head.
Just come and knock you.
That's what she told
and
me.
And we probably should talk about this on the podcast because somebody could just listen
and come
knock
me
you
over
the head.
But we have a great security system here at the house. And
called
we have
two dogs.
And we have two dogs. All right, anyway.
And
so I kept noticing that.
There's a pistol in the drawer.
Right. And I know exactly where it is.
And people might freak out about that, too. What? Gun in the house?
Yep. There's,
y'all have a gun? I've never owned a gun. I don't understand
well,
why
we
people
do.
Have guns.
Deal with it.
Okay.
And so I kept noticing that you weren't doing the one thing you said you were going to do, which was, like, grab a pile of clothes and pack them.
Fold and pack them.
And every time I turned the corner, you were just standing there playing with your phone. And that drives me insane because every time you get ready to go out of town, especially when you're getting ready to go out of the country.
I wait to the last
don't
minute.
Don't interrupt me. You wait until the last minute and then the entire household has to deal with your stressed out ass.
I don't believe you when you said the whole house
me?
Goes on.
The
look,
two dogs
like, look
and
at
the
dogs.
Two cats.
Even the dogs are stressed out.
They do. Do you not see it in Butterfly's eyes?
No, somehow I don't really see it in the dogs. No.
And I'm not good at addressing things with anyone. Uh-huh. Confrontation is like I'm an F. I suck at it. And so like when I do it,
uh-huh.
it takes a lot of frustration building up for me to be like, this is frustrating to me.
You need to go back.
And then you turn around and be like, all right, Miss
well,
Mimosa.
I know what it is. You just want me all done with all my chores so you can take advantage of my body before I leave town.
What's wrong with that? 2 weeks.
You want to you just want some.
Okay, let's not go there.
You just want some of this before I have to do that.
I do want to have some special time before you have
special
to go to
time.
Italy.
Oh, what are you, Bora? Gonna have some sexy time. Yeah.
Is that where that's from?
Sexy time?
Yeah.
Borat. Oh,
I've heard that all over. And I, yeah. Hmm. But anyway, and I would just like to chill. Like, I have plans to make you a nice dinner. No, I haven't.
Oh, I can't wait. Dinner's going to be good. But let's go back to this. You haven't seen Borat.
No, I find him to be obnoxious. I saw him on the Video Music Awards where he, like, came rappelling down from the ceiling and threw his crotch in Eminem's face.
Uh-huh.
That's what I can't get out of my head when it comes to Borat.
And what year was that movie? I don't know. I haven't seen it. This leads me to this part of the game. What year was that movie? 86?
I like this game. I like this game.
You play this game constantly.
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 Does it drive you insane?
Oh, what year did that song come out? 97. How old were you?
I was 15.
See? You do this. You play this game.
Do you hate that? Do you hate
it? No, I don't
hate it. I can stop.
No, I don't hate it. I just wonder if other people play that game.
I don't know. Do you people listening play that game?
Do you people listening?
I think it gives me a self-check, like, am I old yet? Am I old yet?
You worry about getting old a lot.
I'm a girl.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's kind of like the other day when you said, I said something, and I go, wow, you took that wrong. Well, I have a vagina.
I do.
Oh, okay.
In case there are any doubts.
You have to run it through
the vagina
filter. So guys, if you're listening, before you speak, I don't know if you have a vagina filter installed in your house. It's kind of like a water filter, and I don't know who sells them, but you need
God.
A vagina. Huh?
God.
God sells them? Okay.
Yes. You can't do it as a guy. Well, some guys, I think, might be able to.
Well, guys need to think about it first. They maybe some kind of mentally installed
vagina filter.
Put yourself
in her stilettos.
Only if you guys do that, too. But make sure you run it through the vagina filter before you speak.
And we have a title.
And make sure it's purified.
Yep. So that was our conflict today. But the good thing we did, we decorated for fall.
Yay!
The first day of fall is approaching.
And did you see the picture that somebody, the post under our picture that said, you've already decorated? It's not even Thanksgiving. Like, we decorated too early for fall.
Fall starts tomorrow.
That's what I thought. Fall starts tomorrow.
I don't have my phone. Oh, yeah, I do. Where'd they post this?
February 22nd.
Yeah.
It was one of the pictures. I don't remember.
Well, that's silly. They're just jealous.
It said holidays are coming too quick, sooner and sooner. Which they are.
It's not a holiday. We threw up some pumpkin spice candles and...
fake pumpkins, real pumpkins, and some leaves. And some corn stalks. It's decorated
for autumn.
It's
not like I threw up jack-o'-lanterns.
Well, I tried to do...
That's next
I personally tried to throw a little bit of Halloween into it.
And I was like, no.
No, and you said, no, this is autumn decoration. Halloween will come October 1st. So apparently there's certain days that you're only allowed to... Okay, this day is the start of this holiday.
Right.
This day.
Because then you get people to get all crankety-cranky like that, and I can't believe someone posted that.
Well, I think people just like to find something to complain about.
They do. You know. We heard that you can't please everyone. We heard that last night on a podcast we were listening to.
Mm-hmm. Which podcast was that?
I don't think it was even a podcast. It was on KFI.
Oh, yeah.
On the way home.
Oh, yeah, it was KFI. We were listening to a woman that was a publicity specialist.
Yeah.
And she was talking about you can't please everything. And I love this one. Don't leave public opinion to the public.
So
they'll make the wrong choice.
That leads me to believe that I don't care what people say about our decorating. We're ready for fall. And speaking of fall, pumpkin spice lattes.
Yes, right, white girl.
They're out and about,
that's
y'all.
Right, white girl.
It's the PSLs, not DSLs. PSLs.
Mm-hmm. I had my first one the other day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Have you had yours?
No, I haven't.
Are you holding off or you're not going to yet because you're...
I don't know. I'm waiting for it to get cold. It's not cold here yet, which is fine with me, but I'm not a big coffee drinker when it's 80 degrees outside.
Well.
I know you have your issue with coffee.
I do. I have mine. But this article that you found about pumpkin spice latte.
I think you found it.
Huh?
I think you found it.
Oh, I found it?
Yeah, and yeah,
okay,
I'm sure.
Okay, this article that you printed out.
Let me know when I could talk.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Wow.
Yes, you sent this to me.
Mimosa. Mimosa. See that? See, mimosa goes like Ponderosa, and I can sing the theme to Ponderosa. But say mimosa.
I'm on the same page.
I didn't know if you got that yet or not.
I did.
I'm hoping the listener caught it before I got around to doing that. Do you want to... Why don't you do this?
No, you're the one that found it.
No, you interrupted
me. You're the big
PSL
dude.
So why don't you go ahead and do this?
Mm-mm.
This is what we do.
No, actually, we don't talk until
actually,
the microphone.
Why don't you go ahead and read this? Because I've got a fingerprint in the middle of my glasses, and I need to wipe it. Go ahead and do that.
I have my own copy.
Oh, you have your own copy? All right. Well,
look at me.
I didn't know.
Poly planning right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So if you haven't heard by now, there's been some major criticism directed toward these PSLs that we love so much. Because they don't actually contain pumpkin.
What?
I know. There is a blogger by the name of Vanni Hari. She's an influential nutritional advocate who goes by the name Food Babe. And she posted a lengthy critique of the pumpkin latte under the headline, "You'll never guess what's in the Starbucks pumpkin spice latte. Hint, you won't be happy."
Oh.
What did you think when you first saw that?
I thought they were going to say it's all total chemicals. Mm-hmm. Like it's real.
That's what I did too.
Just chemicals.
So since its initial rollout, the PSL was rolled out in 2003. More than 200 million pumpkin spice lattes have been sold. I don't know how they track that, but that's from Starbucks.com. That probably does not include Dunkin' Donuts PSLs, McDonald's PSLs,
no,
the Keurig PSLs,
Pete's Coffee
PSLs, mm-hmm, the Dazbog PSLs.
That's a lot of PSLs.
So, and this blogger has actually been successful in taking on everyone from Kraft to Subway to Chick-fil-A, and now she's gone after Starbucks.
Uh-oh.
Now, while Starbucks lists some ingredients on their website, they still do not list the ingredients in their most popular items, their drinks, which is concerning. This includes all of their lattes, frappuccinos, smoothies, etc. Starbucks doesn't even publish the ingredients in their kids' drinks, so that keeps parents
That's
completely in the dark.
Parents need to know what they're putting into their kids.
Right. Starbucks spokeswoman Lisa Passe responded in an email, and she said there's more than 170,000 ways to customize a Starbucks beverage, which is so true.
That is so weird.
Have you ever heard
that.
Of someone ordering a Starbucks beverage without any room?
Can I get a grande la mocha, hot, steamy, with a twist of and a can only
with no room.
1% of...
I've never heard that, but I heard that recently. Anyway. So listing ingredients in every case can be very complex. But she notes, we're working on listing core beverage recipes online via Starbucks.com and hope to have an update in the near future. Customers can ask their barista for ingredient information in a store. The list of ingredients for a pumpkin spice latte when asking a barista, they said there was milk, espresso, which is water, brewed espresso coffee, pumpkin spice flavored sauce, which is sugar, condensed non-fat milk, sweetened condensed non-fat milk, annatto, natural and artificial flavors, caramel color, salt, potassium sorbate, which is a preservative, whipped cream, if you get whipped cream, which is cream and natural flavor.
I try to avoid that when I get it.
Right. Pumpkin spice topping, which is cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, clove, and sulfites. That word scares me a bit.
Oh, okay. Well, this makes sense to me now because I think people think they're getting a pumpkin latte. But it's pumpkin spice latte.
Right.
So that's what it is. It's not pumpkin.
Pumpkin
it's the spices
pie
that you
has
would
a
use.
Lot. Of, yeah.
Exactly.
The blogger criticizes the pumpkin spice latte because she says it's made with caramel coloring, which has been, which has had concerns raised. There was actually a petition sent to the FDA because the caramel coloring has potential cancer risks and other
good.
Things.
Never.
Yeah. And other safety concerns. And Starbucks only uses it for cosmetic reasons. And they're actively looking at phasing out the caramel coloring. I feel like I'm like rooting for Starbucks, but I'm really indifferent in this
Starbucks.
Fight. High fructose corn syrup, at least in some cases, is also in the PSL. Starbucks says that the standard pumpkin lattes sold in stores do not contain high fructose corn syrup and are sweetened with sugar. But says that for customers who want to make it at home, the Fontana pumpkin sauce available on StarbucksStore.com is sweetened with high fructose corn syrup.
But there is no pumpkin.
None whatsoever.
No pumpkin. Well, I don't even think pumpkin tastes like pumpkin. You know, when you if you cut open a pumpkin and you take a bite of pumpkin.
I've thought that too. I'm like, what is this pumpkin?
What does pumpkin actually taste like? I guess it sort of tastes like squash or something, right?
Yes, because it's a gourd.
Yeah. Could. And that's why you can make such great soups like pumpkin soup and pumpkin
cookies.
Cookies. But then again, that's pumpkin spice. Right. That's using the same.
I'm not good at that. Starbucks says that the PSL features unmistakable pumpkin pie spices of fall, like we just said. Cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and clover, but not actual pumpkin. Starbucks isn't the only offender. McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts list the ingredients for their pumpkin spice lattes on their website, listing ingredients like the fructose, high fructose corn syrup, potassium sorbate, and disodium phosphate.
And there you have it. That is the history and the story of
a lot of people PSL. Have been chatting about it, but I don't think that everyone has the complete story.
I don't think so
And
either.
There it is
but
for
you. There you go. Share this with your friends. Enlighten them to the chemicals that they are putting in their body.
And to make sure that you get it accurate, just push play on our podcast.
That's how simple it is. Push play. just push play. You know, people have actually, I don't think they have figured out podcasts completely.
No.
Because somebody on my page the other day, because, you know, I do reviews on my podcast, Remasculate, Mudflap at the Movies. and I posted the review to a walk among the tombstones,
right?
Which you could find at My Remasculate. So I I posted that, and somebody went underneath it. They wrote, "Well, where's the review?"
Did you?
And I wrote underneath it, "Click play,
play,
just push click play. Play." So I don't think people totally understand.
Electronics fail. We discovered this yesterday when we were trying to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
You just have to be patient, which I'm not. And there are so many different ways to listen that you'll find the one that works best for you and your device.
Yeah, there's so many. Well, you need to have one of the, I think the apps are getting more and more important to it, like the Stitcher app or the Spreaker app or the
iTunes
app. Podbean app, iTunes app. And I think that's the main one.
Does Podbean have an app?
Podbean has an app.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I know.
But I think most people listen to podcasts through iTunes.
Right.
And if you listen to us through iTunes, please
review.
Review. We need more reviews. The reviews we have are great. Right. That's one thing. I appreciate that. But every time you click, like 5 stars or give us a review, it moves you up the podcast list and it makes people find you easier.
Right.
And that way we won't be fighting about, why don't we just stop doing this podcast because nobody's listening.
We've never said that.
I know. I'm trying to make people...
Oh, people are going to think that we're not doing this because we love each other and love this.
I'm trying to stir up a little drama so I could finally
Speaking of that, that's what you do on Facebook. And you were talking to people about that the other night.
I spoke to my friend, Tom Gleason, who I know will not be listening to this because...
You're not Facebook friends.
We're not Facebook friends, but we are friends in real life. Tom is just a screaming liberal.
Which you're not.
And I'm not. But we like each other and we get along, but he knows what I do. He told me, he goes, I know you go on Facebook, you post stuff just to make people
angry
about things, and then you leave. Because he goes, you don't even post in your own post. You don't even follow up.
Should we be releasing this information?
Yeah. Okay. That's because people know. Other people have commented on that underneath my posts.
Where's Mudflap? Oh, he's laughing at all of us.
Yeah. Somebody wrote down, have you noticed he's not even in this chat? Yep. But I think, like I told them one time on mine, that me posting something and getting them discussing it and even arguing with each other is getting them thinking about a subject that they typically don't or wouldn't even care about.
And what you said is instead of doing this or that or posting pictures of your nails.
Yeah, I put instead of posting puppy pictures, Hello Kitty memes, and photos of your new color fingernails, you're discussing politics.
That angered me because I do that every time I get my nails done. I was about to unfriend you on Facebook.
I know you're joking, but you did say to me, hey, I post pictures of my fingernails.
I know, everyone knows that.
I wasn't aimed at you.
And it helps other people make decisions when getting their nails done.
Apparently it did. Would you like to tell that story?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I got my nails done, and then because I'm accident prone, I broke a nail. Had to go back, and the lady that does my nails, Sammy, at Luxor Nails in Parker, Colorado, she said...
That is Luxor Nails in Parker, Colorado. It's Sammy.
She was like, oh, someone saw your picture that you tagged me in of your nails, and I just did the same color, which it wasn't just a color.
Uh-huh.
It was 2 colors put together to try and make a gunmetal color.
That's the color you requested. Gunmetal.
And I do shellac, but there isn't a shellac color at my salon that is true gunmetal,
mm-hmm.
So we had to create it.
Well, and they did. And
they loved
and you
me.
Posted a picture,
yes.
And then they got customers because of your
day.
Picture.
Yeah.
See, listeners, if you own a business, see what we can do for you.
There we go.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, we didn't unfriend each other on Facebook.
Well, we can't because we're in a relationship. And I'd have been like, what the WTF? You?
Am I single now? What does this mean? And then I would flip out because I couldn't ask you again because you have over 5,000 friends.
Well, if I change my status to complicated.
Does that mean I need to pack up?
I don't know. That's what that's what I was going to ask. What if I just change it to complicated? Does that mean we're having a bad day?
Do not ever change your Facebook status unless it's time for me to move out.
But they don't have move out on Facebook.
Everyone that's listening and me, I'll get it. And you better watch yourself.
I posted the other day on Twitter that in prison, everybody's Facebook status is complicated.
Oh, dear.
Huh?
Oh, dear. Yes. Your posts, I stopped following you, like getting notifications when you post, because sometimes your posts would make me go, grr. And I don't want to go grr at you, because I know most of your stuff is like grain of salt stuff. But I take it
what
as
is
being,
grain of salt stuff?
Like,
what is
it? Take it with a grain of salt, because you're not 100% serious.
Oh, not at all. Most of it I'm just making up as I go along.
But if you... Hello, nurse.
Oh, the headphones just kicked in.
But if I'm at work having a stressful day and then all of a sudden your BS post comes flying across my phone, I'm like...
Oh, Lord, my BS post.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I
You're
do.
A comedian.
I hear you.
You're not posting, like, serious stuff all the time. But on a serious note, we are in a relationship.
And
we
the best
love
part
each other.
And the best part about being in a relationship...
is I want you to give your input here.
Okay.
I found an article about the best things about being in a relationship. Don't read it.
Okay, I won't.
I want
okay,
you,
you read
to
it
give
to me.
Your...
Okay.
No.
Okay, how are we doing this?
Having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Holy shnikes.
Okay, go ahead. You almost said the S word.
No, I said shnikes. In your opinion, what are the best things about being in a relationship?
You cook great food when you're not drunk on mimosas.
And?
Chirp, chirp, crickets, crickets, chirp, chirp, crickets,
and?
Crickets.
Huh? And?
The best part is being in a relationship. You have someone you love that you feel like somebody loves you back.
Everyone is rolling their eyes. No, seriously. What is the best part about being in a relationship with me?
I have you as my best friend.
For fudge's sake.
I'm trying to run just shit through my vagina filter. Now, help a brother out, would you?
I was really hoping to get some serious talk here. Because
this could go horribly wrong, and I don't want to record it.
Gotcha.
No,
and
now,
this is why we don't talk about serious things in life.
But I know, I'm telling you, seriously, the best part about being in a relationship is I have you. And that's the best part, is I have somebody to talk to. We like a lot of the same stuff. We have fun doing things together.
True.
And that's the best part of being in a relationship. I mean, I can't think of other things seem made up. If you,
okay, that's what I want. I want legit things. Because I was reading this article and I was like, wonder what he would say.
What does the article say about what's the best?
Well, there we go. Here are some of the best things about being in a relationship.
What is it, mimosa?
Because some things are just better with a buddy whom you happen to be dating.
Right.
Being Facebook official is kind of awesome. Going from single to in a relationship with one little click feels as good now as it did when you were in college. Plus, all those likes and comments on your new relationship status totally give you warm, fuzzy feelings.
Oh, so maybe that's what we need to do, because they've known we're together for a while. We need to change it every once in a while.
We don't need to keep them guessing.
So you put it.
They're going to think we're one of those people. Roller coaster relationships.
But don't you want the warm, fuzzy? Oh, I'm so glad y'all worked it out.
No.
You know? No?
Do you remember when we went Facebook official? Thanks. Okay, so we had been dating for a while.
Right.
It was a couple months.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to jump that gun.
Uh-huh.
So I just didn't. I just kept it. I was single, and I think you were... When we started dating, you were... It's complicated with someone else. And then you finally changed it to single.
Until it was complicated with you.
No. And then we were both single for a while, but then we were dating.
Uh-huh.
And then I was working my second job at the Grizzly Rose one ladies' night, and you text me,
uh-huh,
and you're like, so when are we going to put on Facebook that we're in a relationship? And I was like, okay, I can do that now. And I did that. And I remember Mike Jones, our friend from Tennessee, not the Mike Jones in Denver, but
Mike Jones in Tennessee.
He posted, finally. That's the only comment I remember. And I was like, yep.
Yeah.
You don't remember that at all. No.
I sort of do now that you're telling me the story. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And it was kind of nice. It's kind of like, now you guys have been seeing us tag each other in posts.
Speaking of, for our listeners who don't know, but this is just for Mike, because Mike listens too.
Mike Jones.
We hope everything is going good for him.
He seems to be doing great.
His relationship
went
of several
from
years
it's complicated to single.
Single.
Yes.
So, Mike, good
we
luck out
you.
There. We love you.
Thinking
stay strong.
About you.
And
let us know if you need some brownies or cookies sent your way.
Speaking of brownies, let's plug that perfect
brownie
spot.
Brittle.
Brownie Brittle.
I want to say
Sheila G's Brownie Brittle.
Yes, I want to say a big congratulations to Michael Streb. He actually was a winner from our last podcast. He sent us an email with the subject salted caramel,
mm-hmm,
and we're going to... I haven't done it yet. I'm going to.
You will do that.
I'm going to send him a bag of salted caramel. The next one is mint chocolate.
Mint chocolate. Sheila G's Brownie Brittle.
Mint chocolate.
And it could be yours.
If you send us an email. It's wrinkledsheets at gmail.com. It's mm-hmm. the name of our podcast at gmail.com. It's that easy. So the first person to send us an email with mint chocolate.
Yep, because that's the one you were doing.
Yes, as the subject, with your address in the email so I know where to send the mint chocolate brownie brittle, you're going to get, it's like a big bag. It's not just like a tiny little sample.
It's giant bag. It's worth family the size. Shipping. It's one of those like family size chip bags.
And it's even like when I first found brownie brittle at King Soopers mm-hmm. here in Colorado, it was not this big of a bag. I've not purchased this big of a bag. So it's a big bag. So
it is a big bag.
Chocolate, wrinkledsheets@gmail.com.
There. And now, back to the best part of being in a relationship.
You know those times when you want to be alone but not completely alone? That's when your sidekick comes in. Whether you're binging on Netflix together or the DVR or taking a nap outside in the park, it's totally normal to just enjoy each other's company in silence.
Silence is okay. And I think that's another part.
I have a hard time with that.
You have a very hard time with silence.
I do.
But I think that's part of being in a relationship is when you become so comfortable, you don't have to constantly be talking about something or are you okay? Are you mad about? No, I'm comfortable.
I've gotten better.
I'm quiet.
But I think a lot of it stems from the fact that you travel a lot. And so when you are here, I'm like, why isn't he talking to me? But I have gotten a lot better. Like, when was the last time I said, what are you thinking?
Oh, God.
It's been forever.
It's been a while. Yeah.
You might discover how much you actually love Sons of Anarchy. In my case, when we first started dating, I hadn't even heard of this television show. And I think it was probably, what, season 2 or 3?
About 3.
Yeah. And I was like, what is this show, Sons of Anarchy? And, wow, I fell in love. You are the reason that I enjoy Jax Teller without a shirt on.
Or pants. They show his butt a lot.
I never enjoy that.
You don't?
I feel dirty. I feel...
Really?
You know what comes out of a butt? Yeah, we all do. And I don't want to think about it.
Why do people like the butt so much? Like, this is the year of the butt, by the way. I know we're going to avoid... we're leaving this article for just a second.
That's the point of this article. It makes us talk.
But it's the point... Have you noticed this is the year of the butt?
Yes.
Like, there's butts everywhere. Jax's butt. They show Juice's butt. And now J-Lo's new video is the butt. They're called
with
the
Iggy.
Booty or something. And
with Iggy.
Yeah, and her video.
I saw you.
And somebody else has, what's it, Anaconda or something. It's all about mm-hmm. the butt. And
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian. Everybody talks about her butt.
Forever.
And now who's the other person I just saw the other day? They were making Nicki Minaj. There's mm-hmm. pictures that everybody said, look, her butt's not real because she's sitting down and you can see like a big chunk. There's a picture of it. Looks like
Gross.
She's had butt implants. So what is the deal with butts?
Where do they buy pants?
Because their butts are so big?
Yeah.
Their waists are so little, but their butts
yeah.
are so big. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's all about the butt. About the butt. All about the butt. About the butt.
But anyway, that's one of the good things about... We learn about other things that we weren't into. Like, I introduced you to Big Brother.
Right.
And
I
now
like
we love it.
Big Brother.
I like Big Brother and I cannot lie.
It's okay. You took a song and made it work for you, too.
There's someone to play nurse when you get sick.
Yeah, hello.
Even if you haven't...
Let's play doctor later.
Even if you haven't vowed to be there in sickness and in health, you have someone ready to help you through the flu or maybe a pesky sinus infection or whatever might happen.
You've
Someone's
done that,
there.
Too. You helped me with a neti pot one day. You
yes.
helped me rinse out my sinuses and a big...
I'm constantly telling you
out.
To do sinus rinses, yes. And you've been there for me.
Yeah, here's one. You aren't forced to attend another night out at a bar. Thirsty Thursday. Nope, don't need to. You got a hot date with your partner, and they're ordering pizza. Boom.
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 And when we first started dating, we actually spent a lot of time at bars, because that's what I knew, because I worked at part-time at one, and mm-hmm. if I wanted to go out, I would go to that same place, because I felt safe. And you used to go see your friends play at bands late at
yeah.
night, and... I'm so glad we're out of this.
Out of the bar scene.
I think it took a couple, Jana drank too much, we got in a fight.
To realize, oh, we don't really
we
need to go to the bar.
We don't need that every
yeah.
time. Every once in a while is fine. And I don't drink as much as I did back then.
No, I wonder if other people, and I'm not saying that you had a drinking.
I didn't have a drinking problem.
No.
I was getting through my mid-20s. We started
yeah,
dating
but
when
you
I was 27.
Could not, and our argument was, you could not just finish a drink. You had to, I'm finished, I need another one. This glass is empty, I have to have another one. I'm like, well, you just slow down, sip that for the, sip
have a water.
I can't, have a water between the, right. You're like, no, I'm out, it's the.
I was in my mid-20s, and I think that's typical for that age group. And now I'm not like that as much. I have my nights.
But you just blow it out.
Boo!
Everybody should have one of the blowout nights.
And then you remember what happens when you do that, and you realize.
And thank God you have a nurse, water. We're back to that.
Yes.
See how I brought it around like that?
Mm-hmm. You get to split the cost of everything.
That's
good.
You went
grocery shopping today and you're like, I got half of this. And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
You don't have to deal with creepy guys at the bar or girls at the bar. Your single friends shouldn't give those dudes the time of day, but just one touch of your smartphone brings up a screensaver of you and your man, and you don't even have to tell him you have a boyfriend.
Oh.
And that's true for both of us.
Who's that? It's my boyfriend. Oh.
And you have me on your phone.
I do.
Which we never really established that as being a rule, but it does make life easier.
I hadn't really thought about that. If you open your phone, it's a bit like the bat signal. Right. Boom. Taken. You get free therapy.
Yep.
When you're in an awesome, supportive relationship, you're free to vent about work, stress, or drama with your friends without judgment. Maybe it's not exactly professional help, but he'll listen and probably offer advice. And then y'all get mad about that. And like, can't you just listen?
Stop. You went off.
I know, but that's where this article
went
wrong.
It's nice to have, this is from Women's Health. There you go. And it's nice to have someone to talk to.
The dog just farted, by the way. I know that's going to interrupt this podcast, but this dog is in my lap.
You should see her face.
She just, oh my God. What did you eat like a dead rotting mouse? What the? Oh, hold on. I have to fan the microphone for a second.
Okay. As a woman, I'm telling you and every other guy that even though we're venting to you doesn't mean we need a solution.
I know.
We just need for someone to be like, oh my gosh, that freaking sucks. How can I help?
But as a guy, I'm telling you, we're wired to fix problems.
I started reading Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and it's one of the first things discussed. Mm-hmm. How you guys are fixers, and we don't need fixing.
No.
We just need...
But sometimes y'all don't even attempt to fix. That's probably... You know this girl that I work with, blah, 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 blah. I go, why don't you go to your boss and, oh, never mind. Well, it's like, you haven't attempted to fix it.
Right.
You would just rather complain about it.
Correct.
And that's what bothers guys,
sometimes
I think.
That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it does.
And then you get mad, like, sometimes, like, you don't even want to hear this, do you? Well, I do want to hear it, but I don't know who you're talking about. I don't understand who is in from out of town at work.
Right.
And I don't understand, so...
That's the thing. We come from two different worlds. I live in a cubicle. You live on a cruise ship.
And that's why you drink, and that's why I don't.
Yes. And the very last reason why it's awesome to be in a relationship, you've got someone to tell you that you look better than you think you do.
I tell you that all the time.
Sometimes I have to ask you.
But don't I tell you a lot of times?
Yesterday.
You look hot. What? I don't want to look hot.
I know, that was yesterday.
I don't want to look hot.
We were going to hang out with your family, and you're like, you look hot. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to look hot for your family. And you're like, I'm just telling you, you look hot.
I'm just telling you, you look hot.
And I was like, yeah. And that made my day for the whole entire day. There was not a moment yesterday where I felt ugly at all.
Oh.
Because of that one little out of the blue comment.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Well...
Are we?
We're getting close. We're at 39 minutes. It's a little long today, but that's okay. I'm sure I'll be gone. There won't be another one until I get back.
Right. And we're going to be on a new place to listen, Rockin' Comedy.
Yes, please.
Rockin' Comedy Radio. We'll find out when exactly it'll be, and we'll post all about it.
Yeah.
I'll post it on your wall when you're traveling.
Our friend Crazy Jay, who has the big podcast called Rockin' Comedy Podcast, you'll find him on everything like us, but he has a bigger network.
Which is called Rockin' Comedy Radio.
And... He wants to start running Wrinkled Sheets on his station. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
And I would join you in a drink to celebrate.
But you don't drink, and that's okay.
But I don't drink.
Are you sure that you're okay with me drinking, though?
I'm totally okay.
Okay, because I know people are listening and going, well, why does she drink if he doesn't?
I know, I'm totally okay. Because I've even had, like, my mom has said to me, and I think she said it to you.
When we first started dating.
Oh,
why are you drinking in front of him?
You drinking?
He hasn't had a drink in 25 years. If he has a drink because I'm having a drink in front of him.
There's a problem.
There's a problem. And it's not me.
But people all the time, they can't believe that I don't drink. Like, you're so much fun, or you're so funny. You get, no, that's just the way I am. Imagine how crazy it would be if I really did drink.
I don't want to.
There would
be, I'm okay with you not drinking.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Yeah. And so people...
There's a lot of celebrities.
There's a lot of celebrities that don't drink.
And I, you sent me this list, and I was a little surprised. And I think some of them are because they had issues before,
mm-hmm.
kind of like you, and they realized that drinking is not their thing.
Right. But here is a list of celebrities that don't drink.
All right. We'll take turns. Ready?
Okay.
We'll do them really fast. James Franco.
Blake Lively.
Kristen Davis.
Kim Cattrall.
Bradley Cooper.
Jennifer Hudson.
David Beckham.
Tyra Banks.
Joe Manganiello.
Who is from?
Magic Mike.
Christina Ricci.
Colin Farrell.
Matthew Perry.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, hold on. I got to turn a page. Tim McGraw.
And Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
So there's lots of celebrities that don't drink, so...
I'm in good company.
You are.
Now...
that you needed validation for you not drinking.
Now, let's discuss Colin Farrell before we go.
Because he had an issue. Him, Matthew Perry. I'm sure someone else on this had...
Oh, well, he had an issue, but that's not where I was going to go with
this. Okay, sorry, my bad.
That's okay. Can I talk? Are you going to interrupt me every time?
Every single freaking time.
No, just... Colin Farrell, it was announced, Colin Farrell has been chosen for the next season of HBO's True Detective.
Yay!
Are you happy about that or not?
No, I don't care.
You didn't like the first True Detective.
It's a little dark.
It was too scary for you. You didn't watch it, but most people love it. Now, it got announced that Colin Farrell is going to be...
Are you excited about that?
I am definitely excited about it. But again, people have been posting on the internet...
That they don't like it.
They don't like it. He's not a good choice. He's a horrible actor. Why does he keep getting chances? I don't think he's a horrible actor at all.
People are stupid. We just discussed this. You can't please everyone.
Don't leave public opinion
up to the public.
All right. Well, that's it. We've wrapped it up here. We've had fun today.
Actually, we have. I think we've talked through our issues. I'm not mad at you anymore.
You're not mad at me anymore?
No. I'm going to go make you dinner. Don't push your luck.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. We won't see you, but you'll hear us next time. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher. We've talked about all this, but
Spreaker,
please find
Podbean.
Us. And I don't normally say this, but we had to buy 4 new microphones. There's going to be 4 microphones because you want to do... For your podcast.
Multiple people.
For your podcast, 2 Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Mm-hmm. And this is all kind of falls under the Remasculate
Studio. And we could always
do
a double date in our Wrinkled Sheets.
Right.
And bring
another
couple
over. So we've had to buy new microphones. And so I am going to throw out there about people making a donation to the show.
Yes.
If you would like to help donate to the show, find our little donate button, the PayPal button, and donate whatever you can to keep the show on the air. Because people always think it's sort of free that we just kind of do this, sit down and record. But there's equipment and there's bandwidth and there's storage space. And like I said, there's brand new extra microphones to record by. So find the PayPal. Or if you have a PayPal account, just send it to us. Send it to stevmcgrew@aol.com. That's stevmcgrew@aol.com. That's my PayPal.
You can do it right there.
And we appreciate your support here.
We really do. Thank you so much for listening. Share with your friends. Grow an audience. 1 or 2 members every podcast.
Yeah.
We'll be taking on the world very soon.
Twitter. Make sure you tweet us at
Wrinkled Sheets 1.
That Wrinkled Sheets bitch gets upset. I'm just teasing. If she's listening, don't.
She's not going to listen.
No, she doesn't. But she does get mad at us.
She does.
We got a Wrinkled Sheets Facebook page. You can find Janet's Facebook page. You can find my Facebook. We're all over.
All over.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.